Yeah, the Emory Hotel Conference Center.
Yeah.
On Clifton.
Yeah.
So how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. I refuse to complain.
Well, I mean, what do we have to complain? We're alive.
Thank you.
You know, we got food, we have shelter.
We're in the best country of the world.
Yeah, it could be better, but, you know, I suppose you could say that, although
yeah.
I'm not a big nationalist, but I hear what you're saying.
I know, I'm from somewhere.
I'm going to let you know a little secret. We're all from somewhere.
Exactly. You're right. Well, first, second, or third generation.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, my great-great-grandfather came from Ireland or something, supposedly. Ireland. Yeah. Probably a potato famine refugee.
That's right.
I hate flying so much.
So you fly so much?
No, I don't. But whenever I fly, I hate it.
Yeah.
I mean, this wasn't so bad. It was a really short trip, but I don't like it. So you get a lot of crazies from the airport? Like a lot of crazy people ever?
No, not from the airport.
From other places?
So when you walk in the city, that's the crazy people are.
Okay.
But from the airport, you know, well, 90% okay.
But what about the 10%?
The 10% half-half.
Yeah.
Yeah. But in the city, about 95% crazy. So that's too much. Too much to deal with.
Well, that's a lot of crazy. I thought it was going to be snowy here.
It starts snowing a little bit, but lightly, though.
It feels warm in the car, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I think I wore too much. You know what? I think I overdressed because I was coming from Indianapolis, and it's colder there.
Yeah, I'll show you that one. Yeah, you feel good. But people come in having cold, that's why I get it ready for them. Yeah, now it's okay.
Okay. Well, I don't want you to freeze, you know.
Yeah, no, it's okay. I'm not freezing. The trip is not that long. About 30 minutes.
That's a long time.
Because of the traffic.
Oh, gosh dang it, the traffic.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay.
That's okay.
That's okay.
So get this safe.
That's true. I mean, safety is a priority.
Safety is a priority.
Where are you from?
I'm West African from Guinea.
Guinea? Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
When? I mean, how long ago did you move from Guinea to the United States?
31 years ago.
Oh, wow. So you've been here a while.
All my kids born in the U.S. I have a twin college. I have one already graduate. I have one in the Navy.
Oh, wow. Good for you.
I love the United States, man.
Well, I mean, I served in the military, and I love the people of the United States. I don't always love the government,
yeah.
But I do love the people.
The people. Okay. Well, how long you served?
Oh, I served in the Army back in the 90s.
How long?
Oh, I was in the reserves and guard for about 6 years, on active duty for about four.
Yeah, 10 years.
Yeah.
That's more than enough.
It's enough. I mean, you know, it was what it was. I mean, I don't regret it, but it was what it was. I never had to go into combat, so I consider that to be lucky,
okay.
So.
Okay. So you didn't go to Iraq?
No, I did not. I missed the first Iraq war, and I missed the second one. I kind of was in the service. Yeah, I was in the service right in between that.
Okay.
So. I can't really say I missed it, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I can't say that I missed Iraq. I did not ever have to go to get deployed to Iraq, but I don't say I missed that,
yeah.
You know? I didn't really support that war, to be honest with you. In fact, I don't really support a lot of the wars we're fighting now. They seem awfully dangerous and awfully dehumanizing.
That's right.
And it's not to begrudge service members, you know, they just do their jobs, you know what I mean? But our government, Republicans and Democrats, it just seems like they want to start World War III.
It's no worse.
It's crazy. It's crazy. I mean, why would we reignite the Cold War with Russia? Why would we fund ISIS through Turkey as an enemy to bomb. I mean, why do we do stuff like that? Exactly. Why
everybody
do we...
Everybody say United States is going to form the ISIS.
Well, but no, it's a matter of public record that Turkey is funding ISIS. And Turkey's a NATO member. And you know about NATO, right?
Yeah.
And so if our own CIA and NSA spies on Angela Merkel in Germany, what's the likelihood that we didn't know? Like, pretend we didn't create ISIS. What's the likelihood we weren't spying on Erdogan? That we didn't know what he was doing? That's zero. So whether we supported it directly or we just looked the other way, either of those is ugly. And it amounts to us creating an enemy that we got to go bomb. Does that make any sense at all? I mean, in George Orwell's 1984, it makes sense, but we were once a republic. I mean, I don't know. It feels like we're becoming an empire, and it's kind of evil. You know? The United States is a nice piece of real estate. Why do we need to own the whole world? You see what I'm getting at?
It's what we have here is more than enough.
We have more than enough. We have an abundance, and we act like greedy people that we need more. Anyways, I know you don't like hearing your, you know, people and your cars ranting, so I apologize.
No, I don't have no problem with that. No, I'm not like that.
But, you know, good for you, because it sounds like you've been a pretty successful dad.
Yeah.
Me, I don't have any kids, so I failed on that mark. Probably forever, but...
Yeah?
Yep.
You never married?
Oh, I married and then got divorced and didn't have kids.
Too much problem?
Oh, don't get me started. This taxi ride is not long enough, you know?
Yeah, you're right. I believe you, man. I know what you mean. My marriage was, arranged marriage, like African marriage.
Yeah.
So our parents, they made everything. We were so young. My wife was 16, I was 19.
That's really young. But did you guys eventually fall in love? I mean, you know, despite the arrangement?
Yeah. Well, not in the beginning.
At the beginning, it was probably pretty scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, our fathers, they was best friends, our family.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose all's well that ends well.
Blame on the family. I'm married because my dad. I'm married because my mom. Okay. Let it go.
Still, once you have kids, that becomes the whole thing, doesn't it?
Yeah. Now all the kids are gone.
And it sounds like your kids are very successful.
Yes. I'm 61.
Wow, you don't look it. You look about 42.
Yeah. My first son is 39.
Well, you see, your friends are nicer than me.
Yeah. My youngest daughter is 12.
Wow.
You get 5 grandkids. So.
Crazy.
That's it.
But that's amazingly successful.
Oh, yes. A lot of obstacles. But we made it.
Well, I think people can make it anywhere as long as they focus on what's important, you know?
Exactly.
Food, shelter, healthcare, some education. The rest of the stuff you don't really need, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to have the other stuff, but frankly, it doesn't amount to much.
It's not a priority.
Not really. The only legacy a man has is his children. All these buildings, all these cities could get wiped away by the sands of time, but if you have children, there's always a chance that some piece of you is still out there somewhere.
Are you a doctor?
No. I'm a software engineer.
Oh, software engineer.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe. But I don't know. I used to love my work. Now I'm happy that my work pays. And having a job is a good thing. So are we almost downtown then? Or is this
downtown?
Oh, wow. This is downtown Atlanta.
Yeah.
I wish I could I can't really see much of it because of the, yeah, you know, but.
See that tall building over there?
Oh, yeah, I see that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That tall building right on the sign, that's the headquarters of Coca-Cola.
Oh, my gosh. That's where they are. Oh, boy. I don't know.
Yeah, you see it in a minute. You see it over there?
Yeah. I see it. Coca-Cola.
Yeah. That's the world headquarters.
That's crazy. That's where they do all the evil planning.
Exactly.
Yeah, I didn't know Coca-Cola ran Atlanta.
That's CNN here, too.
Oh, they're CNN and Coca-Cola. That's like Beelzebub and his cousin.
And the CDC.
And EDT.
Yeah. Many, many things headquarters here.
It's crazy. Do you like living in Atlanta?
More spacious, more spread out than New York.
Oh yeah, I could never. I interviewed for a job in New Jersey, and it was for a company I really, really liked, but I just couldn't see myself on the East Coast. Like, I grew up in Washington State, so
yeah.
Indiana is as far east as I can go. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like Atlanta, though. What's the temperature out? Do you know?
40.
Oh, so really, you guys probably aren't going to get a snowstorm then, are you?
No, a little bit.
Yeah, but a little bit. That doesn't count as anything.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That doesn't count as snow.
My cousin was freaking out. He said they shut down schools and crap. That's crazy. Although you guys might get an ice storm. You never know. Those are horrible.
Maybe. The ice storm, that's a bad thing.
I mean, if that's electricity, that's roads, that's... Ice storms can be terrible.
Yeah.
So is Guinea near... You said it was West Africa, right?
Yes.
Okay. So is Guinea near, like, the Republic of Congo, or is it near... Is it...
Republic of Congo is not West.
It's not West Africa? Okay.
No,
it's Central Africa. Okay. So West Africa is, like, Guinea... Liberia? Is Liberia West
exactly.
Africa? Okay. It's near, like, Liberia?
Guinea, Liberia, Sierra Leone.
Oh, yeah, Sierra Leone, gotcha.
Mali, Senegal,
yep.
Cote d'Ivoire,
yep.
Niger, Nigeria, Benin, Togo, Guinea-Bissau, Gambia.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Do you ever miss it?
I go every year and then.
Oh, cool. Oh, well, and she's going to order you to come.
Yeah, she's in the 90s now.
Oh, wow. Wow.
She's about 98.
That's a long life.
Yeah. In 2 years, if she lives longer, that'd be centennial.
It's crazy. I'll be happy if I make it to 50.
How old are you now?
45.
45.
Pretty young. Yeah, I don't know. My... I got all kinds of problems.
Okay. Let me answer this question.
Okay.
Hello. Yes, sir. Okay. How long you will get out? How long you will go out? Okay. Okay. Okay, you know what you gotta do? Don't get out. I'm dropping one customer and come right there. No. It's a freezing out. Go there. I'm on my way. I'm dropping him at Bucket and come quick. Yeah. Okay, when I sign up, I will call you, then you will go down and wait to the spot, okay? Yes. Yeah, don't stay out, it's so freezing. Okay? Yes, your coat is here, but you don't have it now. Yeah, no, I said you don't have it now. I'm the one to have it. Right. waiting. I'm sorry. I just picked up one customer now since he didn't call early. Yeah, I know. That's why I love you so much. Okay, sir. Yeah, I know we work it out. That's why, you know, you are so special. Yes, sir. Okay. He's a customer I worked with for 8 years.
Oh, wow. 8 years?
No one, nobody but me.
Sergio? Sergio?
Sergio?
Sergio?
Yeah.
Sounds Italian.
Yeah, it's a Spanish Russian.
Oh, Spanish. Oh, got it.
And Russian.
Oh, Spanish Russian.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Got
it. His family is from Russia, but he was born in Venezuela.
Oh, got it. Got it.
Yeah.
That sounds like they're spies.
Yeah.
You know, they might still be.
He's a very good guy.
Uh-oh. Somebody's getting pulled over.
He don't want nobody but me.
Well, that's because you seem like a very polite, intelligent man, and you're very helpful,
thank
so that's
you,
why.
Thank you. I like to treat people the way I like to be treated.
That sounds like the golden rule.
Exactly.
Is it? Don't you wish everybody could treat each other that way?
Exactly. That's very good. Yeah. I know what I like. That means the same thing you like. I know what I hate. I know you will hate that too. So, why don't I put myself in the scale?
It just seems like society would be smoother if people just had a live and let live attitude, you know, doing to others, you know. We should all pitch in when we can, when there's a need for it, but all things being equal, people should be left the hell alone, I think. I don't know if that makes any sense.
That's right.
You know, I believe in community, but I also believe that people should have their own personal dignity too.
Exactly.
So, you know, live and let live. It seems simple enough, but I don't know.
To me, being a cab driver for 15 years, I've seen a lot. The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah.
But I deal with everyone.
Well, I hope you don't remember me as one of the ugly.
No. You are the one. I put you in the scale of the one of the best.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's nice of you.
The reason why I said that, I pick up some guys that don't even want to communicate to taxi drivers. They don't say nothing.
Wow.
You say something, they don't answer you. Someone, they call your name.
Oh, wow.
I still deal with it. I'm glad you are not one of those.
Yeah, I can't imagine calling names to a stranger I just met.
Why?
I mean, if you started yelling at me and called me names, I might ask to leave the taxi.
No.
I'm not saying you would do that, but I'm saying...
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
You're right, because we have some crazy taxi drivers, too. And smoking, and food.
Yeah.
You don't do that when you get somebody. You have to respect their privacy, too.
Yeah, unless it's Uber.
Oh. That's something different. They are not professional drivers.
I don't do Uber for the same reason. I don't visit, like, farmhouses that are advertised on Craigslist.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to end up dead in a field someplace. Now, I'm not saying that Uber is all like that, but...
You see all those references at the window?
Yeah.
You see all the sign at the window?
Yeah.
So, you're in good hands. Anything happen, you call that number, they take care of you.
Okay.
Uber don't have that.
No.
You see?
That is true.
Yeah. See your website here?
Yep.
He answer all your questions. But we have some taxi drivers, they say, no personal question. No, I don't care.
Well, I certainly would have been okay if you didn't want to talk. That would have been fine.
Yeah, but you'd be more comfortable when we're communicating.
Yeah, I just think that when I'm on a plane for an hour or so, it's nice to have a conversation because it's sort of like decompression.
Someone to release you.
Yeah.
Right. I like that. See, when I first came in New York, in the U.S., in the late 80s.
Yeah.
I wasn't speaking no English, nothing.
You were a taxi driver in New York?
No.
Okay, good, because
that would be the last time we're doing my life.
Yeah, I would say you watch that movie by De Niro, The Taxi Driver. Have you ever seen that movie, Taxi Driver, with Robert De Niro? He made a movie back in 78.
Yeah.
Jodie Foster, Robert De Niro. It was a
right.
Yeah, it's actually a great film, but it's very dark, and it's about a taxi driver in New York in the late 70s.
Yeah.
If you can imagine how horrible that would be.
Yeah.
Ugh. Sadly, there are parts of this country that are getting to be a lot like that again, but yeah. Hopefully Atlanta's not bad, right?
Nah, Atlanta's not bad. Just like a big city.
It's got its good neighborhoods and bad neighborhoods, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but we know all of it. We know all where the bad neighborhoods and the
so what's neighborhoods. Let me ask you a question. What is a bad neighborhood in Atlanta?
Mostly, let me say, where is the drug dealers are?
Yeah, but okay, that's not really... I mean, in a way, that's almost like a...
like any city.
It's sort of circular, though. Like, geographically, what part of... Like, if I'm a tourist in Atlanta, what part of Atlanta would you stay out of if you're
don't
a tourist?
Don't go to Bunkhead Highway.
Bunker Highway?
Bunkhead.
Bunkhead
Highway.
Is that spelled B-U-N-K-I-T or something? Or
B-A-N.
B-A-N. Bunkhead Highway. Okay. So don't go to Bunkhead Highway.
Some places again, they call Hightown.
Okay.
Don't go there.
But Emory's, around Emory's, that's...
No, Emory's just students.
I mean, I've heard there's a lot of people getting knifed around Emory, but that shouldn't...
Yeah,
I should be able, you know...
Georgia Tech side, too.
Yeah. But I don't know. Emory's probably okay.
No, Emory's okay. Only students and doctors here.
Well, I mean, there's students and doctors and serial killers in Emory, right?
Oh, yeah? I never know that.
My cousin. I'm kidding. He's not a serial killer. Nah. I'm joking.
What kind of serial? C-E or S-E?
S-E.
Wait. Okay. That's so funny, huh?
But I didn't say humans. It could be cockroaches. It could be, you know. There are lower scales, right?
Right.
You know? I don't know what your thoughts are on squirrels, but most people think squirrels are really cute little animals. But if you actually had a home with squirrels, uh-huh. You know they're not cute little animals, right?
Yeah.
They're actually, they can cause damage. So if someone kills squirrels, are they a serial killer of squirrels if they indiscriminately kill squirrels? You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Now, if you start keeping trophies of squirrels, then I think you got a problem.
Yeah.
So.
That is true.
I don't know.
Okay.
Are we here?
We here.
I gotta text my cousin really quick.